Hi, teacher friends. This is Melissa from Melissa and Lori Love Literacy. And today I'll be talking about developmental language disorders, often called DLD. We discussed developmental language disorders in episode 166 with Tiffany Hogan, where she discusses language comprehension. So you might be wondering, what is a developmental language disorder? Developmental language disorder is a brain-based neurodevelopmental diversity, such as autism or dyslexia or dysgraphia. One in 14 children are born with a DLD, and it's often genetic. Students with DLD are 6 times more likely to have reading difficulties. DLD is a brain variation that makes it difficult to learn language from their environment. DLD is different from dyslexia because dyslexia is a disorder associated with the written language, and DLD is a disorder associated with the acquisition of spoken language. So what are some characteristics associated with DLD? Some children are mislabeled as shy or hesitant, distant, standoffish. Other students with DLD show social skills or reading as strengths. And those strengths actually help to hide the fact that they're having struggles with language. DLD and Me Online writes that students with DLD may have difficulty finding the right words, talking about events, answering questions, understanding information, paying attention, or socializing. So it can be difficult to know when students have a DLD, but if you suspect that your child does, reach out to your school's speech-language pathologist or SLP to request a language screening or evaluation as soon as possible. Tiffany Hogan recently published an article about developmental language disorders where a lot of the information we shared today comes from. You can find that article linked in the show notes along with other resources. So check out that article and definitely check out episode 166 with Tiffany, where she shares a lot more information about this. Can't wait to keep learning with you.
Thanks for listening, literacy lovers. To stay connected with us, sign up for our email list at literacypodcast.com.
Just a quick reminder that the views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of the Melissa and Lori Love Literacy podcast are not necessarily the opinions of Great Minds PBC or its employees.
We appreciate you so much, and we're so glad you're here to learn with us.